Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, your better host, the most host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, man. Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great because I've got the sweet sounds of the Shutterstock band still ringing in my ear holes.
I love the Shutterstock band. They're solid. I heard them in a commercial. I think one of my company's commercials the other day.
That's fantastic. Wait, playing the same tune?
I think it was a tune that we entertained as one of our tunes, I believe, or at least it was. Okay. It came from the same family. I'm like, that's the same shit.
Well, I'm very grateful we have the Shutterstock band. It's made editing the podcast a lot easier, and I think they sound great, man. They sound real good.
No, but I'm doing good. I've been cycling. I've been doing a lot of cycling, trying to get into that. That's been a lot of fun.
You're gonna have those man calves.
Yeah, dude. I've been really working on my calves, and I keep forgetting what's the name of the muscle that your thigh muscle. The one in the front,
your quads.
Yeah, I've been getting them, firing them quads up. I want one of them, those quads you can see through those tight pants the cyclers wear. So that's what I want.
I'm looking forward to that, Daniel. I can't wait, and I hope you start recording the pod from your bike.
Oh yeah,
because you're innovating. You're sitting on your couch today.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch because I got a 12-hour print that's going to be running all day long. So for the rest of my day here, and also Victoria's Day, she's gonna hear the whines of a stepper motors going off.
Hey, that's the kind of whining I like to hear. Daniel, this is still an incredibly difficult podcast to record right now because you're still coming in on and off, and usually a few seconds late. Seems like we got some delay going on. But without speaking of things we shouldn't delay, I'd like to introduce our guest, Paulette. Paulette is on the podcast today.
Hey, hi, friends. Hello, friends. I'm so happy to be here. Hi.
Now her voice sounds nice, but if you could have just seen the face she was giving me as I introduced her.
I mean, it's almost as good as like dad jokes or your puns sometimes to like segue into a guest. I'm sure as all our guests have noted already, just as they've all noticed that every single time that you ask Daniel how he is, he always says, "I'm doing great." If I could have a clip of just the 200 times that Daniel's said that phrase.
Listeners like consistency. They want to tune in.
They don't want a window into your life at all.
Yeah. No, they want to hear the same five jokes over and over. Jokes.
Have you found that it's like you're becoming less interesting as you've been staying inside? Because I think in my day-to-day, I would... I don't know. I would see you guys, you know, every other weekend, it would seem, or I would go out with other, like, Victoria's friends or something, or, like, I would go to a restaurant and, like, chat with a bartender. I don't know, just experience more life, I think. And I think it, like, made me at least slightly clever every now and, like, once in a while. Or, like, I at least have something interesting to talk about. But I think as these days move on, I thought I would have, like, pent-up jokes for days, like, ready to chat with people. But I think I've just become, like, exponentially boring.
Yeah, I think it's like a muscle. You have to, like, keep it warmed up and, like, keep practicing it. I statements. I have to keep warming it up. I have to keep talking to people to make sure I stay that alert and that witty to be with socializing. And with the whole social distance, the whole, like, having to quarantine yourself, the whole... I think sometimes having a mask on encourages me not to really talk as much because then I really have to enunciate or it's just bringing it all back a little bit.
I never really clocked myself as being interesting in conversation beforehand, so I haven't noticed much of a difference. I will say, people are having trouble adjusting to the quarantine. I'm going to have way more trouble adjusting to getting out of the quarantine. This suits my my lifestyle and my preferences. When I have to go back to driving 40 minutes across town to seeing people in person, I think I'm just going to do it a lot less. And yeah. when the Zoom hangouts disappear and turn into regular parties again, I'm going to be like, I don't think that's worth it.
It's just for months on the end when everybody else has agreed that it's safe, and when all the doctors say it's safe, and there's like some sort of treatment or something, and everyone's back to normal. We're filling up baseball stadiums and shit. Adam's still going to be wearing a mask inside of his house, just acting like he can't go out.
I'm never leaving this room. speaking of keeping your distance, in this chapter of the Bible, we got God telling people to keep their distance. Daniel?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did you read it?
No, I didn't. I didn't read this one. I'll be honest with you. I'm new to Exodus 24.
Alrighty then. Well, we got a lot to dig into then.
Nice. I'm feeling looking forward to being surprised.
We had been reading out of the Knox Bible, and that's been fantastic, no doubt about it. But I'm gonna switch back to the NIV for this chapter, just to make things easier on me.
NIV, the easier to read Bible.
Yeah, the Bible for modern dum-dums.
Did you ever see the teen Bibles where they would break it down even further to like more basic talk? Or maybe they wouldn't break the language down, but they would have like little sidebars where like they would explain it in even dumber terms.
Yeah, like no fear of Shakespeare for the Bible.
Yeah. I had one of those once.
I thought that's more what the Quest Bible was, but we've learned that that's not the case.
No. The Quest Bible is just that it does break things down, but it's usually just an apology for something that the Bible just said that was terrible.
or a justification more than an apology.
Yeah.
Well, this in the NIV, I have the title "The Covenant Confirmed" written above it, and I'm just going to get to reading Exodus 24 out of the NIV. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance. But Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." Well, there you go.
Yeah, stay on back. Also, it is, I guess at this point, does the Lord just like post up at a certain location? So you just come to the Lord like, you know, due east?
I guess so. I mean, it seems like he's going to be on top of Mount Sinai, but... Yeah, the Lord seems to be manifesting himself more as an actual presence than just sending angels at this point. I mean, I think the truth of it is Sinai is a volcano, and anytime the volcano starts to act up, people are like, "God's up there."
Oh no, he must be angry. He's sending down fire juice.
Paulette is interacting
with head nods with her face and stuff, a lot.
Just so the listeners know, she's not just sitting back with a frown on her face. She seems to be enjoying herself. She's just not talking.
Is Mount Sinai? It's an actual...
Now she's not enjoying herself anymore.
Yeah, now she's definitely not going to enjoy herself.
But she keeps pointing at the microphone.
I'm hoping that Daniel will continue talking.
No, I just didn't realize Mount Sinai was a real place. That's a real. It's a real volcano.
No,
is it a volcano?
No, whoa. Okay, number one, Mount Sinai is a place that is like someone has named Mount Sinai.
Oh, okay.
But there's no proof that it's the actual Mount Sinai. It's one of those things where we believe this was Mount Sinai. But yeah, I don't know if there's any like evidence that it's a volcano. It's just a mountain where fire and smoke comes off of all the time. So I'm calling it a volcano.
Oh, you're making one of them funny funnies.
No, I'm not even making a funny funny. I'm just saying, if we read the text and there's a mountain that shoots fire and smoke, I'm going to chalk that up to being
a
volcano.
It's not a volcano. I just Googled.
It's what? It's not. What is it then?
It's just...
And is it confirmed as the biblical Mount Sinai? I hate this podcast. I really do.
The funny... It's, no. What it is it's hilarious to hear someone in an argument yell, "No, I'm not making a funny funny." Like passionately say, "No, it's not a funny funny."
You'd think with 70 episodes of this podcast, everyone would know there's not a funny funny about the damn thing. All right, I'm going to continue reading.
Yes,
and I'm going to keep reading until Paulette interrupts. Verse 3. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything that the Lord has said we will do." Then Moses wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half splashed against the altar. Then he took the Book of the Covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey."
Do you know something I just realized? And I'll go back and do the research and talk about this on a later podcast, I think. But did it ever say...
Sure. Sure you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that 100%.
Look, I'm going to because I've been... look, listen, who cares? But the point being is...
Our listeners?
I've never heard... Did they ever expressly say that he brought down like stone tablets? Like with the Ten Commandments and everything? Because this is the first time I remember
him. I can't remember.
I don't think
so. I can't remember if this is the first mention of the actual stone tablets or not. But he's going to have a lot more than 2 stone tablets to get everything written down that's coming up.
Yeah, because there were a lot of rules. I mean, that whole like falling in a pothole thing is going to take up at least 1 tablet.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if they're using hieroglyphics.
Yeah, that's a fat text there, the hieroglyphics. That's kind of sucks, you know. Back in the day when you had to put things down in stone or paint it on a wall, the writing was also very big. You know, these days our writing is very small.
Yeah, but wouldn't one symbol mean a lot? So you didn't need that many symbols. So in theory, it could be the other way around, where you didn't need that much tablet to get out one law.
Yeah, maybe.
Just trying to see
yeah,
this. Maybe.
Yeah, just like, you know,
we're all
picture,
pros on hieroglyphics.
A picture of a man like holding hands with a woman and then kissing another woman on the mouth, like, and then an axe. And some blood. That's no adultery.
Yeah.
You could just write "no adultery" though. That'd be it. That takes up less real estate. Oh God.
But it was Hebrew.
It was. They were writing in Hebrew.
I would assume.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm very lost.
All right.
This is verse 8. Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli. I don't know what that is except for Minecraft. I have sapphire
here. That's interesting.
Yeah, wow. Sapphire is better.
Okay, keep going.
A pavement made of sapphire, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against the leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. Wow! They were just feasting with the Lord. And I like that the Lord doesn't have, like, a heavenly pavement. He's just, he got someone to lay down some precious stones in the ground.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I feel like that's heavenly, a walkway of sapphire. And in the Torah it says, a walkway of sapphire like the very sky for purity. That sounds heavenly and beautiful.
Yeah, but it's still like a physical stone, you know? You think if God was making a show, I want something that is clearly not man-made. I want something that man can't even fathom making.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Or at least, like, you know, an LCD screen under some plexiglass.
Mario Kart Rainbow Road.
Yeah. Give me Rainbow Road.
Anti-gravity.
I think you can mine lapis lazuli in Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I know it only from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah? That's funny.
Yeah, that's definitely a Minecraft mineral.
I love how it's kind of crazy how the NIV has seemed to have taken out all, like, the fun language out of the Bible, because just that one line from the Torah sounded so much better than the NIV, or so much more, I don't know, what is it? But not poetic, but I don't know, just nice. Sounded so much nicer.
Yeah, I'm missing the Knox Bible right now.
Well, I mean, it's good to know that you have a preference and you like a certain style.
Yeah.
You're almost done. You have to commit to this.
Oh, we're almost done. All right. This is verse 13. No, this is verse 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Okay, so here come the tablets. This has got to be the first.
See, I did my research.
Good job. then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide. And Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we..." "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it.
There's your cloud.
And the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud.
Hey, that's it.
What?
There's your moment in the cloud. Buck stares. He's in a cloud now. Pardon me, keep going.
To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Damn. What kind of dumbass would think that was a volcano?
Yeah.
Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up, as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The end.
Damn. So okay.
This is setting up for a big moment, but.
Yeah.
I feel like every chapter almost is a setup for a big moment. No, but this is like this is the final of the two tablets coming down the mountain.
Or however many tablets.
Okay, there's a bunch of spoilers that we just know from prior knowledge.
That you know? I'm just saying, are you sure that's not just something culture has determined, that there were
totally
two
not sure. And I think that's what's so much fun about this podcast is like clarifying those moments up. I think culture has told me that there's two tablets that are going to come down.
And I'm guessing that is not actually explicitly said because I've read ahead in the Bible.
No. Well, I heard...
That's cheating.
I heard there were three tablets and he dropped one.
Yeah, yes, there is a drop. Okay, we're really getting ahead of ourselves. We jump to a cross now. No.
Well, what'd you guys think of this chapter here?
I think it's interesting that right away in the first paragraph, it has a little jokey joke about social distancing. And you're just like, huh, that's familiar in my world right now, in my vocabulary. You stay here, I come here with blah, blah, blah.
Moses is just going to get a Postmates delivery from the ward.
The Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant. That's kind of weird.
That's pretty crazy.
It's kind of weird.
People getting splattered with blood.
Why?
And is he doing it from on top of the mountain? Is he just kind of throwing the blood?
No holy water?
Off the mountain.
Water.
I saw a picture on the internet of a priest or whoever in the Catholic Church, whatever they're called. He had on a face shield, and someone would pull up with their car, roll down the window, and he'd take a little squirt gun and squirt you in the face with holy water.
Oh, I saw that picture.
That's nice.
That was fun.
Badass commercial for like that Nerf gun or whatever that is.
Yeah. But Moses should have done that with the blood, just gone around with a little squirt gun, squirting people with the lamb's blood, you know.
You know, no, I'm okay with putting it on a door. I'd rather put it on a door frame for Passover than like just like splash it on people.
Well, you gotta do what the Lord commands. I think the problem with the squirt gun though is that blood's gonna coagulate pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's kind of, every time I think about all the blood play in the Bible, I just think about how like thick blood probably gets in large quantities. And then also like, if you ever like have skinned an animal, and you have blood all over your like hands and arms, like it's just gross eventually. Like it just feels nasty. It's that always bothered me as a child. Like when I would have the
blood. Yeah, it's not an easy substance to deal with. But God likes it. It's clear that God likes it.
Sorry, I'm just a little taken aback. I have no childhood memory of me dealing with skinning animals to compare. And so I'm just shaking my head going like, yeah, no, ah.
Yeah, I don't have any history skinning animals.
No. Y'all didn't pull the shirt off a squirrel?
No. Okay. Not any. Okay. Not pulling the shirts off of any animals.
Are you saying you just humans? Just
what?
What?
No, just not any animals.
Well, at least we know nobody had blood clotting problems back then because everyone survived a bunch of stuff, bunch of cutting off stuff.
A bunch of cutting off stuff. You talking about that wee skin ball?
Yeah, it's brisk.
Well, no, let me tell you. Brisk iced tea. I want some of that brisk iced tea.
I think you're the first person to make that joke, Adam.
Really?
I think that since all the stand-up comedians have been off for so long, I think it's the perfect time for us to make our stand-up debut, and that should be your first joke.
Hey, you guys ever drink brisk sweet tea? Here's the punchline. What if instead it was brisk sweet tea? What are the fun facts underneath those lids, huh?
Oh, God.
Did you know over 70 million... baby dicks are cut each year?
I feel like I would give this maybe 2.5.
The joke or the chapter?
No. The chapter.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I give the joke a 5 out of 5.
I'm gonna give this chapter a 2.5 as well. I don't even want to justify it.
I'm going to give it a 3, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a little funny on the in there for me anyways. Is right before Moses was going to go up to the mountain for the 40 days and 40 nights, he did turn back to Aaron and Hur and say, if anyone has any problems, they can go to Aaron and Hur. Meaning, like, he's about to go up for 40 days and 40 nights to do some God shit, but he still knows that all of his shitty people he has to manage are going to have some problems, and someone's going to have to deal with them. Like, there's still going to be some litigation.
He is a responsible manager, and he knew that he had to set up a line of communication for when he's not there.
Well, I mean, yeah.
The Bible being a really good example of how to, like, kind of sometimes structure certain things.
Yeah.
Paul, that's pro-Bible.
I had this theory that the group that's out in the desert right now are very difficult. I think they're very difficult people. I think there's precedent in the Bible for them for being like difficult people to manage.
I disagree. I think even if there was the presence of God on top of a mountain, people in 40 days are going to get antsy. I mean, for example, say there was a pandemic run amok. People start getting antsy way before that 40 days is over. They start doing a bunch of crazy shit. They can't keep their hands to themselves. You got to have her over there, Aaron and her, to crack some noggins.
Yeah, they're back there cracking some whips.
I think people is people. Yeah. I'm not going hard after these Israelites.
Yeah, I should be nicer to the Israelites.
They're lost in the desert. They're falling in holes. they got bulls going crazy. They just got sprinkled with a bunch of fucking blood.
Ew, yeah. Still got unleavened bread.
Yeah, they ain't got tasty bread yet.
They just got Little Caesar's crazy bread, which is essentially like flour. Just like flour cut with baking soda.
40 days up in the mountain, and I mean, cut this out if you're upset at the spoiler, but then it's 40 years lost in the desert, right?
Yeah.
That's just interesting that sometimes in the Bible, like, they really do stick to those, like, numbers.
7 and 40 are both very important.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes, indeed. 40 days. Daniel, I'm going to be a good boy for 40 days and see if that lifts the pandemic from this country.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the mayor says. If we wear our mask, then we can have more freedom. So maybe if we be good for the next 40 days, we'll...
No, I mean be morally good, Daniel.
Oh, no. Well...
Daniel, you should join this with me. If you and I can follow the word of the Lord for 40 days...
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I guess we have to get to the tablets.
Yeah, well, we'll have to narrow down.
We'll read the tablets. Yeah.
Well, first off, both you and I are going to have to get an Airbnb somewhere because we can't be living where we're living. We're going to have to ask our significant others to not talk to us on a certain week of the month.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Actually, you know what?
Making up rules.
We just have to be good boys based on our whatever we can remember.
Jeez,
being
this
rules.
Is the most like. Listen, God told me that I need 5 wives. Everyone must live here, and your job is to make me happy. Yeah. I like the Bible, so this is fine. I'm Mijo.
Yeah, I'll be a good boy. Can I still have whiskeys? Because that's been pretty necessary to be a good boy right now.
We haven't had anything regarding alcohol yet, aside from the time that Noah got real.
They just drank. They ate and drank.
Yeah.
But God did not raise his hand against these.
Yeah, but that could have been water.
Getting fucked up in the Bible.
Do you think that was water? Do you think that was alcohol, Daniel?
You know what? I'm on Paulette's side.
Paulette has her hand pushed against my mouth to shut me up.
It was wine. Great. I'm gonna drink some Boone's Farm then for these next 40 days. That's how I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm gonna drink some of that Kool-Aid wine.
Daniel, you know, I really thought we were gonna save the country, but starting to lose faith in your efforts.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what kind of liquors I can drink for the next 40 days.
That was a great episode. Daniel, do we have any updates I want to once again shout out the Shutterstock band.
I like the new music.
Yeah. I think that was a good, I think the intro music is great. I think people are going to appreciate it. I think the biggest thing that we need to shout out is our Twitch channel. I think it's finally coming into its own. And I'm excited to see how much bigger and greater we keep growing it. And I think we've got us a nice lineup of shows. You know, I mean, just the both on quality, like Schaefer's, he's turned into a regular fucking, you know, he's like if you took Alton Brown and Guy Fieri and you smushed them into one kid from Arkansas, that's what he's turned into.
Yeah,
over
he's
there.
Really entertaining to watch.
And then I'm loving. I think I might get Thief and play it through, just so I can play along with Games and Guides, even though I don't think I'm going to be that good at it.
Or Dale, I don't even know if I'll buy you a copy of the Thief Trilogy. I'll send you the first three games on GOG.
But also, there's so many people online watching others play that, like, love it and know it to heart and will, like, jump on. And, like, it's really fun to watch.
Twitching is fun.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Twitching is fun, y'all. Daniel, what you printing up this week? Although it won't be relevant by the time this comes out.
I'm printing out a little posable toy. It's like a computer robot man made by this nice 3D printing teacher. He looks like he teaches 3D printing at a high school or a community college. I don't know. He just seems like a nice man, and he's made this nice little toy. And we're gonna try to do some calming on Beating the Devil with Daniel, getting back to the roots. Back to the early days of Beating the Devil, when it was just there to remind people that it's not, we're not living in the world. We're, you know, doing something
nice.
Else.
I like the roots of that one. Good.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
I'm also going to only play the roots while I'm doing this show.
You're only going to play what?
The Roots, the band.
Oh.
I was making a Roots joke.
Hell yeah. That'd be amazing if you suddenly had a massive fan base that were just there to hear the Roots. It's like, for some reason, they were confused and didn't know how Spotify worked.
Fuck it, whatever, I still get to hear it.
Paulette, thank you so much for jumping on the pod today.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Hell
it's always
yeah.
nice to chat with you guys. It's nice to hear you guys every week, so it's nice to jump in and be with it live.
Hell yeah.
Nice, yeah, it's nice to hear from you. I haven't heard from Paulette in forevers.
Well, Daniel, I guess I'll be seeing you next week for another episode of Reading Heathens. Oh, the one last thing I wanted to say, send us an email if you like the Bible episodes more than these other episodes we're putting out. Because we're putting out some experimental episodes elsewhere.
Testing them holy waters.
Putting them here. Yeah, we're testing the unholy waters, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the punch up.
Dipping our toes into some pros. Alrighty. Well,
hell yeah, guys.
Bye.
Bye.